Hard to believe it's snowing and blowing outside, nice and warm in here, amen. Well, praise the Lord about that, amen. All right, let's stand and read God's Word tonight. Ephesians chapter 5, and beginning verse 21. Submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. Wives, submit yourself unto your own husband as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ, the head of the church, he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it by the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself, a glorious church, having not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. For no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourisheth and cherisheth it, even as the Lord the church. For we are members of his body, of his flesh, of his bones. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall be joined unto his wife, and they two shall be one flesh. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife even as himself, and the wife see that she reverence her husband. Then the scripture goes down chapter 6, it says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and thy mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Let's pray. Father, thank you, Lord Jesus, for loving us and caring for us. Thank you for tonight. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for these that have come tonight. Pray for those that could not be here because of sickness. Pray you'd heal their body and strengthen them. Lord, those who are unwilling to come, Lord, I pray you break the bonds of Satan. And Lord, I pray that you would help them to claim the blood of Jesus Christ, and that they would trust you and know you as their Savior. And Lord, not only their Savior, but be their servant. Lord, help them to be willing to do what you'd have them to do. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. We've been talking about the home. We talked about marriage principles. The husband, the husband must be living sacrifice for his wife, willing to die for her, willing to put himself into danger for her. The Bible says the woman is the weaker vessel, and it's our responsibility to protect them. I don't know. I see some of them, one of those tap out wrestlers, and I watched a little bit of that, and I don't know. I don't think I want to get in the ring with a couple of them girls, Rowdy something. I don't know what her name is, but man, she's mean, boy. But somebody told me that they knew her and said that she's a very pleasant lady. Well, don't get her mad, I'll tell you that much. But anyway, but most of our wives are not a. They're not tough. They're not vicious. And they need someone to protect them. And that is our job, to protect our wives, to look after them, to take care of them, to make sure that we are laying down our coats so that they can walk through the mud. Amen. That we'd have chivalry and that we would be very careful how we treat that blessed lady that God has so wonderfully given. The Bible says, he that findeth a wife findeth a good thing, for her price is far above rubies. And so I would suspect that if you had a beautiful ruby necklace or a ruby ring, you wouldn't be going throwing around, just letting lay around something that happened to it. You'd be very careful with it. Same with your wife. You want to be very careful with her and very tender with her. I believe that God saved me from a life of misery by not giving me any girls. Because I'm pretty rough and growly, you know. The Ortez girls remind me of that once in a while, you know. And I don't know really how to. It's funny. I grew up with three little sisters, and they seem okay with me. I'm their favorite. I'm their pet. I'm their whatever I want. They give it to me. Amen. Sometimes you can just raise your voice a little bit and. And they cower to guys, my grandsons. I raise my voice and they laugh at me, you know. So pretty different the way they are. Casey, when he had his first daughter, he said, "Oh, Dad," he says, "Boy, I never thought there'd be such a difference between boys and girls." He'd already had his four boys, and then he brought that girl into the world. Oh my goodness! He says, "Dad, you can't even hardly." Peep, and they'll kind of quiver and stuff, you know. My four grandsons have taught my two granddaughters, and they're pretty tough now. So anyway, but the husband must be a living sacrifice to his wife. That's Bible. You need to be willing to sacrifice. The things that you want to do, you ought to be willing to sacrifice not to do them. Hopefully your wife will be very careful about that, not put you in a position like that. But hopefully you will. Christ is the head of the church and Savior of the body, the Bible says. Husbands, love your wife as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. Jesus Christ literally died on the cross for the church. So ought the men to love his wives as their own body. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. That's a very interesting thing. It goes there, you know, boy, if you really love yourself, you better take good care of that wife. Amen. And because of that, you get many benefits from it. For this cause, verse 31 of the Bible, for this cause shall a man leave his father and mother and shall join unto his wife, and these two shall become flesh. Very interesting. You see a daughter in the home that she grew up in. She's very comfortable in the kitchen. She's very comfortable any place in that house with her mother. But you take that same lady and put her into a house with her mother-in-law, and it's very difficult for sometimes. And we don't understand that, but that's just the way it is. It's very difficult. So the Bible says, husbands, you leave your mom and dad, and you cleave on to your own wife. And where's the wife usually going to take you to? Take you to mama. Amen. Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife even as himself. And then he tells the wife, he gives this wife the key word is submission. The man's word is what? Sacrifice. Wife's word is submission. Do you know that it's very hard for a man to sacrifice? And it's very hard for a woman to submit. And God tells it. These are the things you need to do. If you want to fit the puzzle together, if you want to have that relationship in together, there has to be a sacrifice. And there has to be a submission. That it will not work. God said, "Listen, I made you. I made you." Years ago, a man bought a brand new vehicle, driving down the road, and all of a sudden things stopped on him. Just quit. And went along, and here comes the guy over this hill, and saw him there and pulled over, a well-dressed man. And he said, "What's going on?" He said, "I don't know." He said, "I just bought this stinking car, and it quit on me." And he kicked the tire. He said, "Well, let me take a look at it." Guy opened up the hood, looked at it, did a couple things. He said, "Try it out." Boom, things started out. He said, "Good night." He said, "You really know a lot." He said, "Oh, my name is Henry Ford." Henry Ford, fix or repair daily. That's Ford. But anyway, he knew he was the maker. And God made us. God formed man out of the dust of the ground. And then he formed woman. The man's rib, and he made him. And so, therefore, if God tells us how we can have a beautiful matched marriage, a marriage that there's a big puzzle that all comes together, then we ought to listen to the maker. Amen. And so I may suggest to you, girls, you're going to have a real hard time submitting until you find out it really works. And men, you're going to have a real hard time sacrificing until you find out it really works. God says, "I gave you these two words. Two words. These two things. You're not. You're to sacrifice, and you're to submit. That's God's position in your life. That's God's. That is stamped in your DNA, whether you like it or not. Now, I want to show you a little bit of harmony in the gospel, harmony in the marriage. Husband, what a husband does to make his wife feel loved and secured. He needs to listen to her. Remember, a couple of weeks ago, I talked about when a man comes to bed, there's two things. One, he wants love, or two, he wants to go to sleep. That's it. But when a lady comes to bed, she wants to download her mainframe computer. And she wants to talk and 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 talk. And then she wants to go to sleep. Those are the only two reasons she goes to bed. But for a man, it's different. And so, men, it is very important for you to sacrifice and to listen. Listen, she wants to tell you something. My little wife used to say, honey, I told her one time, she was speaking about something that I thought was a little, and I told her, shush. I said, honey, that's enough. I didn't say shush. I don't never do say shush. Don't do that. You'll be in the dog kennel before you know it. But I said, honey, I said, that's enough. And she was talking about a situation that was going on. And she got kind of upset with me. And she said, if I can't talk to you, who can I talk to? You are my pastor as well as my husband. Yes, she was saying, listen to me. You ever have a little boy who goes like, dad, 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 dad. Which one's yours?
All of them.
Which one's yours? Yeah. Dad, 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 dad. What you trying to do is get you to do. Listen to you. I want to listen to you. I want to tell you something. Dad, dad, dad. What? Well, backyard's on fire. I didn't want to tell you. Oh! You know. There's some things in a wife trying to tell you something. Honey, 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 honey. And you're blowing it off. She wants to tell you something. When you got married, you promised to love her, to cherish her, forsaking all others, keep her onto you until death do you part, sickness and in health, right? So one of those things is it is your responsibility. If you listen to her, that gives her security. She doesn't have to go talk to everybody else. She doesn't have to put it on the Facebook. I kind of watch that once in a while. It's kind of funny. I'll see a family's having some disputes, and they put it right on the Facebook. And guy writes something, she writes something. Guy writes something, she writes something. I mean, nobody else is nothing. It's just that, and you're going like, you know, there's certain things you don't want to put it out to the world. Amen. There's certain things that, you know, hey, yeah. Okay, there's always people out there fishing. I call it fishing. They bait. They bait out and say, oh, I had a bad day. What they're saying is, hey, will you call me up or will you write to me and ask me what my bad day is so I can just bleh it out to you, amen? And you need to listen to her. You're the first one she's supposed to go to, nobody else. When you walk down this aisle or some other aisle and the minister said, who giveth this woman to be husband, who giveth this woman to be, to this man? And usually mom and dad say, we do, her mother and I, whatever, okay? When that happens, something very magical happens. When daddy and mama said, we do, and you say, you better, when you say we do, that means they have lost their responsibility for that child. There's more families in more trouble because the mother-in-law or the father-in-law or the dad or the mama sticks their stinking nose into your business. Sorry, I'm not saying that. I didn't, but you owe me $50. No, it's that. But the idea is that When you say, he came, hopefully he was man enough to come to you and say, hey, I'd like to have the hand of your daughter in marriage. Hopefully he did that. That's honest, amen? That's honest. And secondly, girl, you have no right to say that you do until you are still under the authority of your mom and dad's home. You have no right to do that. Sure, that's not your right. You cannot give up. You can't give that to someone. It has to be said by dad and mama. Okay, you can't. And you say, boy, I'm glad. But the idea is, once that happens, the first person that your wife should go to talk to is who? Your husband. That's the first one. You need to talk. Talk. Communicate. I don't know how you do it, but you ought to communicate, amen? You ought to talk. Talk things out. Secondly, something to give your wife security is thoughtfulness. Thoughtfulness. Be very thoughtful of her. I know you've been at work. I know you've had a hard time, but she's got 14 kids that have been running around. She's taken all day trying to clean the house up. Those stinking kids within 3 seconds can destroy the whole place. And it looks like a Nebraska or a Texas tornado's gone through. It's clean, but it is messed up. It's not easy to live in a messy home, especially with kids that like Cheerios, half of them, and the other half of them they throw out. And if you don't have a good dog, my dog's name is Spike. Middle name is Hoover. Last name is Vacuum. I love that dog just for the fact that when we have messes on the table, when we get done, there is no mess left. It's good. I never knew a doggy would be like that, amen. But these kids can tear the place up. Understand that. Good night. What'd you do all day? Don't even go there. Don't. The kennel's coming out of the basement, I'm telling you. Or you're sending you down to go in the basement in the kennel, amen. A lot of things go on in that house that you don't understand. Now, she's staying home eating bonbons and watching soap operas and all those other wonderful things that go on in life, you know, or the Hallmark Channel. And I have a little kind of smile at her and say, yeah, I'll help you, amen. Never hurts to help, amen. So thoughtfulness, little things, little notes, little gifts. You see, girls, I'm going to tell you a secret, okay? It's very hard for a guy to write a note. Very easy for you to write a note. Very hard to write a note. Very hard for a man to write a note. It's very hard for him to go buy you something. If he wants to buy you something, he'll buy you 10 pounds of chocolate candy. You just went on the diet for the third time. And he thinks, he doesn't understand why you're not so excited about that 10 pounds of chocolate candy. Amen? And I could go on, but I won't. Number 3, verbal assurance. Everyone needs at least 3 compliments a day. This morning I got up and got called by a couple kids, said they want to come to church this morning, so that kind of pushed my schedule up a little bit. And I had mom, and I fixed her hair as best I could, and I said, baby, you look good, man. She smiled. She liked that, amen. Everybody likes that. Man, you look so nice, or you smell so nice. I'm glad they don't say, you don't look good, or you stink. That's not good, you know. I like somebody to give a compliment and say, man, you look good. You're looking good, amen. So verbal assurance, you need to at least tell her at least 3 times a day you love her. You need to kiss her. The other day I kissed my wife on the forehead. I just bent over, I put her to bed, and I always put some chapstick on her lips, and I tell her I got to keep that thing nice. Nice and smooth, baby. And I leaned over and kissed her on the forehead. And she said, aw. That made my night, amen. It's amazing. Just a little bit. Just a little bit. I love you. You're so good. Man, you're so good with the boys. You're so good with our girls. You're so good with your in-laws. Thank you for not saying that. I knew you would push their button if you would have said that. Thank you, honey. You're so brilliant. Amen. Oh, honey, that was really nice what you did. That really made my mom really appreciate her dad. Hey, those are the things. They want to know that. I don't care what anybody says. You know, the Lord God loves compliments. God said He made us in His image. He said, I want you to praise me. I want you to glorify thy name. I want you to sing my praises. Well, why wouldn't... I love Mrs. Evans. She used to say, why don't you give somebody something they want instead of making them have to beg of you? Why don't you to give us husbands, we ought to give our wives what they want. We ought to give them what they want. We ought to give them what they need. Really be careful with them. Number... Four, physical attention. Hugs and kisses. Oh my goodness, those go a long way. Oh, yes, sir. Brother Scott told me the other day, he said, preacher, you ought to put in that before you leave, always kiss him. I'm glad I kissed my wife on June the 6th, 2011. I'm glad I did that. I have no regrets. So make sure that there's physical attention. Tell her she's beautiful. Positive attitude. Be an optimist. One of the meditates on the most hopeful situations. Be an optimist. Oh, baby, it's going to take care of it. It'll be okay. We'll get through this thing. And my favorite expression was, honey, let's just make it an adventure. Let's just make this thing an adventure. Boy, we've got into more junk and things going on. Oh, my goodness, what in the world? And I said, baby, let's just make this an adventure. Now, the woman can tell you everything needs to be done and what's going to happen. They just have that mind about them. The guy, you know, was, hey, let's make this adventure and, you know, put her in first gear and pop the clutch and spin the tire and take off. Amen. Here's, I think, one of the best ones. Make your wife feel needed. Make her feel needed. Make her feel that she's really needed. I don't know about you, but I see y'all without those kids, man. You are really needed. Amen, ladies. Really needed. Amen. And your wife also needs to know that you are in fellowship with God. Have her catch you on your knees praying. I saw a most beautiful picture yesterday. Nathan Gross's son, he was looking at their brand new baby that was born on December 30th. And he is over the cradle and got his hand. He's praying for his little baby sister. Oh, I said, man, that brought tears to my eyes. You know, be good to see daddy praying. I don't know about you, but it's not like seeing or hearing my dad pray. Now I want to give you what the wife does to make her husband feel loved and secure. Buy him lots of guns. Number two, buy him a snow... No. Number one, have a meek and quiet spirit. This is what your husband needs, okay? He needs a wife that has a meek and quiet spirit. Listen to what it says in 1 Peter 3, 4. Well, let's start at verse 1. Likewise, you wives, be in subjection to your own husbands, that if any obey not the word, they also may, without the word, be won by the conversation of the wives, while they behold your chaste conversation coupled with fear. Whose adorning? Let it not be by the outward adoring of plaiting the hair, wearing of gold, or putting on of apparel, but let it be the hidden man of the... Wait a minute, isn't that talking about ladies? How can you have a hidden man in the heart? I'll tell you how. It's called the Holy Spirit. The hidden man. Hidden man of the heart. In that which is not corruptible, even the ornaments of a meek and quiet spirit, which in the sight of God is a great price. So ladies, may I encourage you to have a meek and quiet spirit. I know that you can out-talk a guy any day. But sometimes it's best just to do the duck submission, as Mrs. Smith used to say. Well, Lord, just let him have it, but I'm going to duck when he gets it, amen. Secondly, give your husband consideration and support. You know, I see a lot of men that could even do a lot better if their wife would just encourage them to do better. I hear some ladies putting down their husband all, "Oh, you can't do that." You know, hey, how do you know? Man, if you got the internet, you can figure out how to do anything. Amen. I was my light wouldn't work up in the attic, and my grandson Walker said, "I can fix that, Dad, Papa." I said, "You can?" He said, "Yeah." He said, I rewired some 220 the other day. I just went in the internet and went, 220, that stuff will kill you, amen? Well, he did her. Chad told me, yeah, I was watching him. But he said he did all right. He said he made sure all the breakers were off and he did all those safety things and then he did it. But he went that rapidly. Papa, you know what you need? You need another porcelain outlet. And so we went over to North 40 and did it, you know. I said, "How'd you know that?" "Oh," he said, "I just checked it out on the internet. I just checked it out on the internet." He said, "The green wire, that's always ground, and the white and the black." I look at this kid and I said, "What the deal with that? Amen." So, give your husband consideration and support. Listen to what the Bible says in Proverbs 31:11. "The heart of her husband does safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil." He trusts in her. And that has to be said. Us guys don't get it. You just can't look at us. You got to tell us. And don't tell us when other things are going on because we won't figure it out. Amen. Number three, you need to be a helpmate and a partner. Genesis chapter 2 and verse 18. "And the Lord God said, it is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him..." Hear that? It's not good you guys be alone. You're in trouble. It says, it's not good that he'd be alone, that a man should be alone. "I will make him a helpmeet for him." The word helpmeet in the Hebrew is completer. One who helps finish it. A completer. And God said, you guys are not complete until you got your wife. Amen. That's why so many widows can stay being widows, but boy, these guys that lose their wife, they're having an awful hard time, amen. Also, I want you to do this. This is a scriptural thing you need to do. You need to reverence your husband. Listen to what it says in 5:23 of Ephesians. "For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body." First Peter chapter 3, verse 4 through 6. "But let it be the hidden man of the heart, in that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God a great price. For after this manner, in old times, the holy women also, who trusted in God, adorned themselves, being in subjection unto their own husband. Even as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord." I hear a lot of that. "My Lord, what are you doing? Get out of there." No, calling them Lord with a capital. "Calling him Lord, whose daughters are ye as long as ye do well and are not afraid with any amazement." Then the last is, and I think this is a really big one. Her strength in body and mind. Proverbs chapter 31, verse 17, "She girdeth her loins with strength and strengtheneth her arms." She knows hard work. She knows exercises. She takes interest in learning. She does that for him. She gives her comfort and rest at home. You see, guys need that. Man's work is from sun to sun, but a woman's work is... God made you that way. God just made you that way. I mean, man ought to be... Your husband ought to take awful good care of that wife of yours. You ought to be very careful of her. But just remember, ladies, you're responsible for... is to give him strength, give him comfort comfort. Man needs comfort. Man needs a cheerleader. Man needs to say, hey, you're doing good. I'm glad you're the greatest man ever lived. There's a family in our church a long time ago. And she was almost sickening the way she'd talk about her husband. I mean, it was just, you know. Oh, I know the guy, and he is not. No, he's not. But I just watched it. You know what? That young man today is a real man, and he does things that just blows my mind. You know what? I think with all my heart, it was her who encouraged her. He's a good man. He really is. I mean, he is just an unbelievable guy now. But before, he was the biggest goofball I ever met in my life. And she said, oh, you're just so wonderful. I'm going to say, you talk about the same person. Oh, Pastor, my husband, and I wouldn't say nothing but I was deep in my mind. I said, oh, my sister, you got bats in your belfry. There ain't no way. But now, after about 10 years, they don't go here anymore. After about 10 years, that young man is a solid Christian man. He knows how to fix things. He knows how to work on things. And it just amazes me. Hey, ladies, you need to take interest in him and take interest in his learning and take interest and encourage him and comfort him. Give him rest. And I think this is a big one. Proverbs 31:27. She looketh well to the ways of her household and eateth not the bread of idleness. Ladies, may I encourage you to give your hearts and lives to the Lord Jesus Christ. May I encourage you men to say, you know, as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for tonight. I thank you for the Word of God. I thank you for the simplicity of it, yet it is so profound. What if just one person would get an idea from this and to serve you and give their heart completely to you, Lord, it would be a blessing and help. Lord, I pray that you just help us now, Lord God. Help us, Lord, that we would bind our marriages together. You'd make them strong. Lord, I pray that you just help us to walk close to you. And Lord, help us to realize the way we act is how we act towards God and our church and our family. Lord, help us today. Lord, now speak to our hearts. Heads bowed, I suppose you're here tonight. You may not be saved. You may not know the Lord Jesus Christ, your personal Savior, but today is the day you need to get saved. First day of January of 2017. Wouldn't it be a wonderful thing to know for sure if you die today, you go to heaven? It'd be a wonderful thing. Lord, I pray the Lord would speak to your heart and say, I need to take care of that. Maybe you're here tonight and you say, preacher, there are some things that I need to work on. It may not even be about the family, but there are some things that God has spoke to your heart. And you want to bind them with the Lord Jesus Christ tonight. Let's all stand. Everyone standing. I'm going to ask Nancy to play the piano. If you're here tonight.